Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Drug Enforcement Administration is coordinating a national take-back day on April the 25th in the Thumb and the state of Michigan. Unused prescription medicine in cabinets and around the house are easily stolen, misplaced, or lost. In order to help prevent that, law enforcement agencies will be participating and hosting the take-back events. The drug disposal campaign keeps drugs out of landfills, water ecosystems, and protect against theft or abuse by providing a safe and secure disposal method. In several communities, residents don't even have to wait for special times to drop off any unwanted prescriptions, as some communities have a year-round red container for collecting unwanted medicine. However, those red barrels do not collect syringes, liquids, inhalers, or patches. The dropped-off medication is then turned over to the DEA for their disposal. And another news for today. Because technology keeps on changing, ordinances also need to keep pace, and Speaker Township is currently in the process of doing just that. The Planning Commission will conduct a special meeting at 6:30 on Tuesday, April the 28th. The meeting, which will be at the Township Hall at 7630 North Brockway Road in Melvin, is to review several proposed ordinances, one of which is regarding cryptocurrency data mining facilities. These kinds of facilities are specialized high-density data centers containing thousands of computers designed to validate transactions and secure networks such as Bitcoin. These facilities require massive amounts of electricity, so they are usually put in repurposed abandoned industrial sites and are strategically located near cheap energy sources. Some of the ordinances to be reviewed are also data centers, which include an artificial intelligence, a residential battery storage, container storage buildings, and the Village of Melvin's master plan. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Mayfield Township's DuPont-LaPierre Airport has received state recognition. Representative Phil Green has presented the DuPont-LaPierre Airport manager John Lewis and their supervisor Dan Engelman with an official state proclamation that honors the DuPont-LaPierre Airport for being named the General Aviation Airport of the Year for 2025 by the Michigan Department of Transportation Office of Aeronautics. The annual award is presented to airports. The annual award is presented to airports and consultants that have been nominated by the MDOT Office of Aeronautics staff and airport community members. The airport, which is owned by Mayfield Township, recently completed a $2.6 million runway reconstruction project that was financed with state and federal money. Representative Phil Green, who represents the 67th House District, said that the MDOT award places DuPont-LaPierre Airport among the finest of the state's public airports and highlights its role in supporting economic growth and community development. The airport, which was built in 1956, is completely funded by operational revenue. And another news for today. The Watertown Township Fire Department had a lot to report during the township's last trustee meeting. Approval was given for the fire department to join the Michigan Mutual Aid Box Alarm System, which is a statewide agreement facilitating the rapid coordinated deployment of fire, EMS, and specialized rescue resources across jurisdictional borders during major emergencies. It also establishes a unified structure for handling large-scale incidents, managing liability, and sharing equipment among fire departments. The fire department reported that it handled 5 runs, had 2 canceled calls to assist Millington, and there were 3 ambulance assists. The board also approved a resolution at a millage to the August ballot for the ambulance services. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.